I'm an ambitious quiet storm with a mission to help people to be the best version of themselves possible.
Andrew, who are you?
I'm a frustrated performer who just has to get in front of people on a stage.
And I guess we should start with your email, Sarah, the other night. We were talking about lobbying and Adam Werrity and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered, when I was just thinking about, you know, how democracy works and how business works and whether it's possible for, you know, a private individual really to make waves and get access to people at the heart or the top of government without being a professional lobbyist or without being part of a huge group. Now, you've done that. Tell me how you achieved that.
It started with a crisis, which was my own personal crisis, which was that I was made redundant from a job I'd been in for 12 years in a public service. And when I was faced with redundancy, I didn't imagine for a second I wouldn't just walk into another job and find another job very easily. I did receive some outplacement support from my former employer, but it was very mechanical. It was very much about writing CVs and interview skills, and there was very little in it that was inspirational. One thing that I'd started to do, which I hadn't really dabbled in before at all, was I started to explore social media. And because I love writing, I discovered that you could write and publish on the web by way of a blog. So I started to blog a little bit, and I wrote about some of my experiences of working and teaching and travelling overseas. And one of the people who found one of my blogs was the Slovenian cultural ambassador. And he wrote to me and he said he was very interested in what I'd written and he'd like to meet me. And so I thought, well, that's quite astonishing that he's found me. And within a couple of days, I got an invitation from the Slovenian embassy in Holland asking if I would go across and speak at an event that the Slovenian embassy were hosting there.
And that experience made you start thinking about how social media, which you've been using, can help people reinvent themselves.
Absolutely, yes.
Andrew, how did you get mixed up in all of this? Because I know you spent quite a long time in the golf and leisure industry. You were a professional referee, tournament organiser. That all sounds rather cushy.
Well, you may think so, Eddie. Yes, I was involved in the golf industry for many, many years. I ran golf tournaments all over the world for 4 years. I then moved into managing commercial golf and leisure sites. But I wanted to be self-employed, and I didn't really know what else to do other than teach golf. So I taught golf for a while. I then entered into a business partnership that ultimately came to or brought me to a crossroads in my life, because the partnership kind of all went rather pear-shaped and I was left in a very difficult spot about 4 years ago.
So you were in a similar position to Sarah, but for different reasons?
For different reasons. We were both kind of at a crossroads in our lives. We hadn't met at that stage. And my rather sort of catastrophic downfall came about 4 years ago, before, you know, long before I met Sarah.
How did you meet?
We met at Manchester Business School last April, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I explained to her what had happened to me. I explained that I'd subsequently become a professional speaker and a communication skills trainer.
Now, I want to ask you, obviously, about all of that. I just want to backtrack a little. You almost laughed off and joked about reaching the low point you reached. I just wonder, how long did you mope about, quite understandably, after everything went wrong?
Not for very long, because it's not really in my nature to do that. And I knew I had something to offer. I was at a very low point, you know, financially totally collapsed. But I knew that inside I had something to offer that was marketable.
Sarah, how much did you mope around?
I don't think I've ever moped around for very long, although I was feeling very disorientated by the redundancy experience. It kind of shook me much more than I expected it would, because I'd been working for one organisation for most of my career. But I did have a very strong desire to use the situation I was in as an opportunity to do something new.
And when you both got going together in the business, what is it you essentially offer people?
Well, I think the clue is in the word mojo, because we wanted to find a name that encapsulated what we helped people do. And we thought, well, we're helping them find their mojo, whether they're an individual or a business, because